Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was designed so that you could ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answer that your guidance wants you to know, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes. So today's show is about inner peace. Inner peace is one of those interesting things. It's something that everybody says they want, but most people don't actually do anything to achieve it. Okay, that's wrong. Most people look outside of themselves to achieve it. So it's not that they're not doing anything, it's that they're not looking in the right place. We are taught that our happiness, our peace of mind, whatever, is based on things that are going on in our lives outside circumstances and situations and peoples and locations, and none of that is true. Inner peace comes from within. And in order for you to have inner peace, you have to be willing to look at yourself, to look at your beliefs, to look at what it is you are creating. Because you are the one who is doing it all. And most people don't look at themselves. It's really amazing to me how we have all of these negative beliefs about ourselves. And it really does make it so much easier to understand why there's so much turmoil in the world, because there's so much turmoil inside each one of us. And until we release our personal turmoil, the world's going to be filled with turmoil, because what we are inside is what we are radiating out, and that is what the world is. It's a collection of all of our radiation. So if you, you know, live in a town where everybody goes around all angry all the time, then probably the air around that town is pretty darn angry. And if you want to change it, you start with you. Because if you go and you tell everybody else, you guys are so angry, you need to stop being so angry, well, that really will just piss them off. But if you start looking within you and releasing your anger and becoming a different person, some of them will look at you and go, what are you doing? This is so neat. How do I do this? And then they'll start changing themselves. And then in time, the whole atmosphere of the town will change because the people have changed. So whenever you are wanting inner peace, you have to go within. You have to look at your beliefs. and let go of those things that don't serve you, that don't create what you actually want to experience in your life. We have so many beliefs that are there out of habit, out of the programming we received when we were kids, out of the belief that this is who we are. We really do begin to identify with our beliefs. And that makes it kind of scary for some people, the whole idea of changing their beliefs, because that changes their identity, and they know who they are now, and they don't know who they will be if they change. But who you will be when you change is who you truly are. Most of us live in false identities, and we do have several. You have the identity you put on when you're around your family. You have the identity you put on when you're at work. You have the identity you put on when you're with that one you love. You have the identity that you put on when you're by yourself. All of these are just your way of coping, of dealing with situations. But they're not the truth of you. And so when you release these identities, these beliefs, when you start getting to the truth, you start coming back to you. And eventually you will find, if you release enough of this stuff, that you only have one identity, and it doesn't matter who you're with or where you are still being you. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So inner peace is all about letting go of what is not true. Now, you might want to know, how do I tell what's true and what's not true? That takes a bit of experimenting. When you say something, let's say you just take some time, you're sitting there by yourself, and you say something that you believe. Notice what you feel. Notice whether or not saying this belief makes you feel like, oh, yeah, that's right. Or does it make you feel like, no, that's not right. That can't be right because this are right. And so that can't be right. You know, we have that wonderful little ego within us that's always telling us what it thinks is right. And it has no idea of what is actually right. But it's very vocal. So if you were to sit there and you tell your ego, I have inner peace, it would probably begin to tell you 1,001 reasons why you can't have inner peace. It'll tell you everything that's wrong with your life, that's wrong with other people, that's wrong with the world. All of the reasons that it sees why you can't have inner peace. Because it doesn't have inner peace. Egos weren't designed to have inner peace. But you were. Now, I'm not telling you you need to go out and kill off your ego or anything like that. But you need to recognize the difference between the ego, the shadow self, whatever name you want to use for it, its beliefs, its conversation, and what your soul believes, what your soul really wants you to understand. Because your soul knows that inner peace is meant to be in your life. And it is definitely worth having. So when it comes to my life, I do reach a point of having inner peace quite often. And it's amazing to me because the more I do the releasing of all those old false beliefs and using the infinity healing that I use, the more time I spend with the inner peace. But then every so often, some of that old, deep, deep, deep stuff begins peeking out its head, and it's coming up so that I can release it. It's not really coming up to torment me or make my life horrible or anything like that. And it's the same with all of you. It's coming up to be released. So you don't ever need to fight it. You don't ever need to analyze it or overthink it or anything like that. You just need to let it go so that you can go back to that state of inner peace, which is your natural way of being. Okay, that brought up some stuff for somebody. So we're going to do some infinity healing. And infinity healing is very simple. I ask you a question. If you say yes, then I tell you to take three nice deep breaths. And when you say yes, God is instantly working on that issue. And God will continue to work on that issue until the issue is completely resolved. And if you don't like the name God, then please switch it to whatever you like. Because frankly, God, the creator, the universe, the light, whatever name, doesn't really care what name you use. That whole name thing is a people thing. That's really not part of the supreme being. So I am now activating the infinity healing energy, and if you want to receive it, just say yes. No one can hear you, so you can say whatever you want to say. And would you like an infinity healing for bringing you clarity about inner peace, bringing you understanding of what it is you are releasing so that you can have inner peace in your life? If so, say yes. And I'll say yes for you. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing your, what is the word? It's like an intense connection, a determination kind of the ego to make sure that you don't have inner peace. And if you'd like to have that tight hold on you released, then you say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. So when we were created, when we came into the physical for this lifetime or any other lifetime, we had this plan. It's not a plan, you know, that you have to follow every step. And if you get any of it wrong, then obviously you're going straight to hell. Because frankly, in my life, there is no hell. So, you know, you're just going to heaven because that's your only choice. But when you have this plan, when you were born, you kind of set up what it is you wanted to learn in this lifetime. And everybody does this before they're born, and when they're born, they don't remember what they did because that would take the fun out of it. I mean, how can you go through and experience all this stuff if you know exactly what it is you're supposed to be experiencing? So this is all actually part of the fun, and I know for some of you the word fun does not fit your life, and that's okay. But you had an idea of what lessons you really wanted to learn. And for a lot of people, that lesson was to actually have inner peace. It was to have an understanding of themselves and their lives and the Supreme Being and all of the angels and everybody else so that they could have that connection to the love and feel that inner peace. And so in order to learn this lesson, they set up all of this stuff, and all of these wonderful people volunteered for all of these roles so that they could learn the lessons of inner peace. So you had some people who said, okay, I'm going to come in this lifetime and I'm going to do everything I can to make your life hell so that you can just turn within and find that inner peace. That's their gift to you. And I know we don't look at those people as being a gift, but they are. Because they're helping you to learn whatever it is that you have come here to learn. So you have these other people who say, okay, I am going to be the love of your life, and I am going to come into your life, and I'm just going to love you so much so that you can recognize that you are loved, that you have value, and you can have peace within yourself. And most people come and they do what they said they're going to do, or if they don't do what they said they were going to do because they were born and they kind of forgot the script too, just like you forgot the script, and so they're just kind of winging it because we're all just kind of winging it. But they're doing the best that they can. So we set up this whole scenario called life. And we set it up so that we could learn our lessons. And things don't always go according to the plan, which is fine. But you can always tap into that knowledge within you because you have that knowledge within you. Each and every one of us has that connection to the wisdom of the universe. And you can start looking at your beliefs. And looking at what is actually true and what is not true, and making changes, letting go of what's not true. Because if it's not true, why do you need to hang on to it? And the truth of life is really very simple. You are here to have this experience of living in the physical and learn these lessons that you've decided to learn, and whether or not you learn them, it really doesn't matter. And that's it. And I know that goes against whatever these other people have said about you have a purpose and you must fulfill your mission. And if you don't fulfill your mission, then you have to come back and go through all of this again because this is a punishment for those people who haven't fulfilled their missions, which isn't true. This is not a punishment. Your life is a gift. Your life is part of the evolution of God. So how can it be a punishment? Because if God is punishing you, God is punishing God. Brings us to that whole concept of God must see that everything is wrong. Why isn't God fixing it? And some people can't have inner peace because they don't believe God is doing what God is supposed to be doing. And they don't realize that God doesn't see things the way we do. God doesn't have the limited view that we have. God sees everything as being absolutely fine. It's absolutely perfect. And you would look at the news and say, oh my gosh, there's been this catastrophe and all these people have died. Why isn't God doing anything about it? And frankly, God doesn't see a problem with it because God knows there is no death. There isn't. We are eternal beings of light. So if something happens to this physical body, it's like no big deal. You want another one, you know? But we identify with these bodies. We begin to think that this is me. This is all I am. If I don't have this body, I don't have a life. And the truth is, you are always going to be alive, and you are just temporarily using this body. And when you're finished with it, you won't need it anymore. You won't care what happens to it. It won't matter to you at all whether or not they burn it or bury it or throw it on a trash heap or float it down a river because you won't need it anymore. And you are not a body. You are more than that. And that's why that inner peace is already there. It's part of who the eternal you is. That you that knows that there is so much more than just this crap that's around you. And yeah, this crap can be fun. You can enjoy this crap. Or you can choose to have a miserable time with it. That's your choice. And it doesn't matter which choice you make. that doesn't determine your value as a person. That doesn't, oh my goodness, the words are just completely leaving my head. That doesn't validate your existence. So when you are making the things of this body, of this physical world, more important than you, don't expect your life to go along, you know, perfectly, because you are focusing on actually the temporary stuff. Your body is part of that temporary stuff. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't take care of yourself and you shouldn't eat right and exercise and whatever else people have told you you're supposed to do. That's part of your choices. You don't have to do those things. You can choose to do them or not do them. It's all about the experience that you are creating for you. If you want to experience life weighing 3,000 pounds, then that's your choice. Go ahead, do it. And if you want to experience life, you know, weighing 96 pounds soaking wet, then go ahead and do it. That's your choice. There is no right or wrong in any of it. It's just a matter of choice. Now, if you are comfortable with who you are, no matter what your body looks like, you can be comfortable with who you are. Then you can start tapping into that inner peace because you're not having to fight against yourself. And that's who we fight against, ourselves. It's not a matter of those people out there and what they're doing. No matter what the news media says, it's really not about them. It's about you. Think about it. If everyone was actually looking within themselves, actually recognizing what it is that they believe, actually clearing out those beliefs that are not for their highest good, then we wouldn't have time or the energy for all of this other stuff. There wouldn't be any wars. There wouldn't be the racism. There wouldn't be the abuse. There wouldn't be all of the negativity. There wouldn't be the drug overuse or use or illegal or whatever, and the alcohol and all of that other stuff that people use to escape from themselves. So if we let all of that go, if we actually started looking within ourselves and understanding our beliefs and releasing those beliefs that do not benefit us, the world couldn't help but be a better place. And that's how we create that heaven on earth that people talk about. It's by loving ourselves. It's by opening up to allowing ourselves to be happy, to be peaceful, to be joyful, and not to have those things based on what is going on in the world. So it's really a matter of shifting your focus. So if you want inner peace, shift your focus to you. Shift it to what you feel, what you believe. And start letting go of those beliefs that make you miserable, that make you feel like you're suffering. I talked a while back about easy world, you know. I'm choosing to live in easy world where everything flows with benevolent love, grace, and ease. And I live in solutions. Well, that's for a lot of people completely opposite of where they live now. They live in hard world, struggle world, whatever name you want to give it, where nothing flows and everything is an obstacle and they're always running up against a brick wall. And that's what they are creating for themselves. Because we are each creating everything we experience. Just breathe that in. Because everything you are experiencing in your life is your creation. It really is. even the people that have come into your life that you consider, you know, horrible, mean, nasty, hateful people. Why do these people keep showing up in my life? That's because you have some belief within you that says horrible, mean, nasty, hateful people are supposed to be in your life. And it could be that they're there to teach you that you don't have to be a horrible, mean, nasty, hateful person. It could be that they're there so that you can learn to love horrible, mean, hateful, nasty people. They could have 1,001 different reasons for being in your life. But they are there for a reason. They are there so that you can learn something. And the faster you learn it, the less important those horrible, mean, nasty, hateful people become. And the less your energy attracts them. Because once you've learned the lesson, then they're free to move on to whomever else they're supposed to be teaching this lesson to. And don't forget, you are teaching them lessons as well. Whether or not they're choosing to learn it, that's their choice. But everyone who comes into our lives has a purpose. And you have a purpose in the life of everyone that you come in contact with as well. We forget how connected we all are, how there's always that tie between all of us, and that connection is a connection of love. Now, we can also have ties to people that are not based in love, and you can always ask Archangel Michael to come and sever those ties, because you don't have to keep those if you don't want to. But the love connection is always there. So I was on Facebook, and there was this woman in one of the groups that I belong to, and she was talking about how she has a relationship with this man, and she knows in her heart that she loves him and that he's supposed to love her and they're supposed to have more than just a friendship. But every time she tries to get him to see that, he refuses and he doesn't want that. And so I was giving her the message that guidance wanted me to give her, which was that the love will always be there. But you each have your own choice about what you're going to create. And if he is creating that she is only going to be his friend, then she can go off and find somebody else that she is going to love and marry and have kids with or whatever, not to sit and wait on him, not to let him be the determining factor of her happiness. And that's just something that so many people do. Instead of looking within ourselves and seeing what it is that we really want to create in our lives, we make someone or something else more important than us. And then we attach our happiness to that thing or that person. Another one of the people on this side was talking about her dog, and she's very close to her dog. Her dog is the only one she talks to, the only one that she gets the love from in her life. And the dog is dying. And so she's devastated because she's going to be alone. And the message that guidance gave me for her was that the dog had come so that she could see that she is lovable and she is capable of giving love. And the dog wants her to go out, meet people, and start loving. Not to sit at home and cry and feel alone because the dog is gone, but to learn the lesson that she is capable of love and capable of receiving love and deserving of love. That's what the dog taught her. Now, whether or not she chooses to take that lesson and move forward in her life, or to sit at home all alone crying over and over and over until she dies or adopts 70,000 cats or whatever it is she decides to do, those are her choices. Your guidance will always give you insights into possibilities in your life. But whether or not you choose to accept them, that's your choice. They're not going to shove this stuff down your throat. They're going to let it sit there so you can see it. And then you can choose. Okay, I know you guys are showing me that my life can be wonderful, that I can have everything that I desire, that there don't have to be any problems whatsoever. But I'm going to choose this crappy pile over here because this is what I feel is right for me. And your guidance would say, okay, go for the crap. We're going to be here for you whether you choose the crap or whether you choose the happiness. We will always be here for you. And that's what your guidance would say. Because they realize that in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter which one you choose. Because you always have the option of coming back in the physical in another body and doing it all again. This is not your only life. This is not your only choice. And this is not a test that you have to pass. This is just your evolution. This is you becoming more. And for some people, the more that they are becoming is not really attractive. But that's okay, because that's their choice. We each and every one of us have the freedom to make our own choices in every moment, in every area of our lives. So if you are choosing to be unhappy, that's fine. That's your choice. Be unhappy. Wallow in unhappiness if you want to. Just be so incredibly unhappy that people will look at you and think, oh my gosh, no one could be more unhappy than that person. If that's what you want to be it. But remember that it is a choice. And that's all it is. It's a choice. God has not condemned you to unhappiness. God has given you the freedom to be unhappy. So don't blame God for the situations in your life, because God didn't do any of that crap. You did. Gave you the freedom to create. And that just sounds so wonderful. We have the freedom to create. And so look around you. Look at your life. What are you creating? Because it is you who is creating it. Because you have that freedom. And if you don't like it, make a different choice. Create something different. So the inner peace that you're looking for is part of that choice. You can choose to experience inner peace, even if it's just for a second. You can choose to experience it. You know, there are all these stories throughout history of all these people who are going through situations that were absolutely horrendous and horrible and, you know, the whole nine yards of what can be absolutely awful. And as they were going through that, they kept in mind what it was that they really wanted. They saw themselves, you know, in a different situation, living with the one that they loved in a happy place or whatever it was that they really wanted to experience in their lives. And they got through the experience and they created that vision that they always had, because they knew that that was what they really were creating. And what they were going through in that moment did not change that goal, that creation that they had. They were learning lessons from what they were going through, but it wasn't keeping them from that goal. Don't let the situations that are happening in your life, that you've created in your life, keep you from actually deciding to create something different. Keep you from actually having dreams, having goals. having that more that you want to have in your life. Recognize that the situation, whatever it is that you're in right now, is temporary. It is. Everything in your life is temporary. Even a tree that's been there for hundreds of years is temporary. There will come a time when that tree will not be there. Don't make your life so carved in stone, because it's not. And you are making choices in every moment, and everything is always changing. Always. Because there is nothing that is permanent, not in the physical. It's not. Even the planet that we live on has not always been here and will not always be here. So the earth is also temporary. So what is it that you want to create? What kind of life do you really want to have? What are you evolving into? Who are you becoming? And just breathe that in. And notice what kind of answers you're getting to those questions. And if the answers you're getting to those questions are not the answers that you actually want, then ask yourself why you're getting those answers. Why are you having those beliefs within you that say that you can't have what you actually want? Why are you creating that you cannot achieve your own goals? Because it is you that's creating it. So I was asking my guidance about money yesterday, and one of the lines that they gave to me was that it's not that money is working against you. It's that you are working against money. You are the one who is keeping money out of your life. You are the one who's not allowing yourself to be in the flow of abundance. So you get to look at yourself and see why you're creating that you can't have what's there, because it is there. And even if you can't see it, and you can't see it because you don't actually believe it's there, and even if you can't see it, that doesn't keep it from being there. Your beliefs just keep you from seeing it. So what beliefs do you need to let go of? What beliefs have you put in your own way in your life? And why are you keeping yourself from being abundant, happy, loving, loved, successful, whatever it is that you truly desire? Why are you not allowing yourself to have it all? What did you do that was so horrible that you need to be punished for the rest of your life? I mean, have you ever really looked at it that way? Because that's what you're doing. You are punishing yourself over and over and over again. What exactly is it that you did that you need to be punished forever for doing? I mean, if it's something that you did when you were a child, chances are pretty good that it wasn't really a big deal. It might have been a big deal to you when you were a kid, but if you look at a kid doing the exact same thing now, you'd probably say, no, that's just a kid. But are you holding on to something like that about yourself? Are you condemning yourself? Or is something that happened when you were a kid when you really didn't know? And it could be something that someone else told you about you. Someone that at that time you trusted, you believed in, their word was law. And they told you something negative about you, and you took that. And you are still holding on to that. If that's the case, let that go. Because they were just expressing their opinion. And opinions are not the truth. That's just one person's perspective on one's moment in time. That's all it is. It's like a picture. If you look at a picture, it tells you what was happening in that moment. It doesn't tell you anything about what happened before or anything about what happened after. We take those pictures and we drag them throughout our lives. We take that one statement that that one person made to us back all those years ago, and we keep living it. We keep creating it over and over and over. And that's our choice. And you can choose not to do that anymore. And depending on what kind of family you grew up in, you know, the whatever it is you heard, based on what it is you've been taught. You know, if you came from a family where you were taught that you are always supposed to respect your elders, you are always supposed to listen to your parents, that you were just a kid and you really didn't know anything, and you had to listen to these authority figures in order to understand what was right for you. Well, the only problem with that is that these authority figures didn't know anything more than you knew. And sometimes they knew less than you knew. But you were taught that they knew what they were talking about, and you had to listen to them, and you had to apply this to your life. And so you did. Well, now you're all grown up. And you don't have to apply any of that stuff to your life anymore if you don't want to. Now you get to make the choice. And you get to recognize that the people who were those authority figures back then were just as screwed up as everybody else in the whole world. And so you've taken something that they said and you said, this is the truth, this is me, this is my life. And you base that on a bunch of false beliefs that other people had. So what are you basing your life on? Is it the truth that you are learning from your own heart, from your own guidance? The truth that says God loves you. God wants you to be abundant. God wants you to be happy. God wants every one of your dreams to come true. God wants to be of service to you while you are being of service to God, and that this is a loving relationship and you are equally important. Is that the truth of your life? Or are you living one of those lives that says, you don't deserve it. You're not good enough. You can't have that. You are not allowed to have money. You are not allowed to have love. You are not allowed to have happiness. You are meant to struggle. You are meant to suffer. That is what you came here for, and that is what you will get. Which one are you choosing? And it is a choice. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of those connections to all of those lies that you were taught as a child, all of those lies that you accepted as the truth and have been holding on to all of these years and have been determining your identity with? And if you are now ready to let those lies go to say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. Because you are allowed to have a better life. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are loved, you are magnificent, you are evolving into a better and better person in every moment of your existence. You are so incredibly loved by God, by so many people, and it's okay for you to love yourself. It's okay for you to have the best of everything. It's okay for you to live a phenomenal life. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And just remember, if you said yes, then God is working with you now. God is clearing out the things that are in the way of what you have just decided you want to experience in your life. And this work will continue until it is complete. God will not stop until it is complete. So you are changing your life. You are becoming the truth of who you are, that beautiful, magnificent person that you are meant to be. And anyone who has called in and has a question, if you press the number 1, it will put a symbol on my studio so that I can see that you have a question, and I will click on you. And apparently somebody is supposed to be doing that because I don't normally say that. So anytime you have a question, press the number 1. So we're going to look at yourself and just ask yourself these questions, and no one else is going to know the answers, but these are just for you. How long are you going to put your life on hold for? And the 4 is you fill it in with whatever you want to fill it in with. Some people put their lives on hold for their children. Some people put their lives on hold for their spouse. Some do it for their parents. Some do it for someone that they love. Some do it for their pet. Some do it until a particular year. You know, that whole Mayan calendar and the world was going to end. Some people put their lives on hold because of that. So how long are you going to put your life on hold because of whatever it is? And my next question is, why? Why wait? What's wrong with living right now? What's wrong with being happy right now? What's wrong with being abundant right now? What's wrong with being loved right now? So why are you putting your life on hold? You don't have to. You didn't sign a contract that said, I will not in this lifetime actually achieve anything. I cannot have success. I cannot have happiness. I cannot have wealth. I cannot have any of those things because I signed this contract. You didn't sign any contract like that. And if you feel that you did, would you like an infinity healing to release you from the contracts that you signed to limit your life in this lifetime or in any past lifetime? If so, say yes. Yeah. And take three nice deep breaths. Now your contracts are null and void, and you have the freedom to make a different choice. So what do you want to choose? What do you want to create? What kind of life do you really want to have? And this can be something incredibly wonderful and just yummy. Just something that you really just, oh, you just want to eat it up. It's so good. You could have a life like that, you know. There's absolutely no reason why you couldn't. You are no longer bound by those contracts. So if you want to have an infinity healing for accepting, then it's okay for you to have an incredibly yummy life. Say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. Okay, so if you said yes, then you are on your way to yumminess. And if anything comes up that's not yummy, it's coming up so that you can say, oh, I used to believe this, and now I'm letting it go. Because you don't need to hang on to it. You really don't. We get taught that there's all this lack. You know, there's a lack of opportunities. There's a lack of good jobs. There's a lack of affordable housing. There's a lack, you know, and they tell us there's all these lacks. And none of that is actually true because we live in a world of endless abundance. And there is an abundance of everything. And as far as you know, if you're looking for something in particular, you only need to find one. You only need to find one house because you can't live in more than one at a time. You only need to find one job if it's going to be the job of your dreams and provide you with the income that's going to allow you to have the lavish lifestyle that you want. You only need one. You only need one true love. Well, unless you'd rather live in a commune and have several, in which case you only need one commune. We live our lives with this sense that there really isn't enough when we're only looking for one. You only need one. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the fact that whatever it is you are looking for in your life, there is the perfect one for you, and it is okay for you to find it? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Just let that energy settle in. It's okay for us to recognize ourselves. It's okay for us to be at peace with who we are, even if we're not perfect. Because frankly, you are perfect because you're the only you there is. So how could you not be a perfect you? There's nobody else that you compare yourself to. So you're perfect no matter what, because you are the only you. Okay, to love yourself. It doesn't mean that you have to sit in front of a mirror all day long and tell yourself how wonderful and beautiful you are. It's okay to love yourself and to treat yourself with love and respect. To do the things that are right for you. If someone asks you, you know, is it okay with you if I come over and move in with you and stay with you for 23 years and you want to say no, but you're like, oh, well, I guess so. That's not honoring yourself. That's not respecting your own beliefs. It's okay for you to say, no, I don't want you to live with me. There's nothing wrong with saying that, if that is what you feel. So would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself the freedom to express what you truly feel without any hesitation, to just be honest and open every time anyone asks you anything? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. So now you are allowing yourself to honor yourself, to love yourself, to be at peace with yourself. And that's how you achieve that inner peace, because it always starts with you. So let me check in with you guys and see if there's anything else that guidance wants you guys to clear right now. And there is. Okay, would you like an infinity healing for accepting you exactly as you are, even if nothing ever changes? For accepting and loving you, for seeing your own greatness, for seeing your own beauty, and for allowing your own evolution. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that there are people in your life that you love? And that's okay. And those people are important to you, and that's okay. But you are not their slave. It is not your job to make their life right. It is okay for you to take care of you. It's okay for you to assist them, but you are not responsible for them. And it is okay to cut the ties that are not based in 100% love so that you actually have the freedom to make your own choices. And if you'd like all of that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting that love does not mean slavery? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Oh, that was pretty big. So now you know that you have value, you have worth, just exactly as you are, and that you will always be loved, and it's okay for you to love, and it is okay for you to be happy and to be abundant and to achieve goals and to have a life that you actually enjoy every single moment. And to let go of all of those beliefs that say that you have to be less. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And I will be back on Friday with my beautiful co-host, Janetta. Unless she's busy moving. But we'll see. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye.